Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
Mother Mary Ann Burke was a woman known for her courage, kindness, strong faith, and cheerfulness. Her longtime service in education and sharp financial management skills earned her the respect of those who served the greater community in public life. Born in Dublin, Ireland in 1842, the baby known as Bridget Burke would move to America with her family as an infant. After settling in Buffalo, her father worked as a shoemaker. Bridget entered the Sisters of St. Joseph at the age of 18. Then known as Sister Mary Ann, she showed great skill as a teacher and was assigned to work with deaf students in 1863. She became principal of what would become St. Mary's School for the Deaf. As Mother Mary Ann, she held the position of principal for 50 years while also serving 44 years as general superior of the Sisters of St. Joseph in Western New York. She was a woman who possessed a spirit of progress and in the 1880s led her congregation in the purchase of land at Main Street and Humboldt Parkway in Buffalo. It was on that plot where their mother house and Mount St. Joseph Academy would be built. In 1883, she also led in the purchase of land at Main Street and Dewey Avenue in Buffalo in order to allow an expansion of St. Mary's School for the Deaf. As a passionate advocate for the poor and disabled, Mother Mary Ann traveled to Albany to urge the New York State Legislature to provide state aid for deaf students. She succeeded in that quest. She and her sisters also staffed numerous Catholic schools throughout the Buffalo area and operated orphanages in Dunkirk and in Limestone Hill, now known as Lackawanna. Mother Mary Ann lived until the age of 85, passing from this earth in 1927. She was known to often say throughout her life, "It is God's work, and He will take care of things." Mother Mary Ann Burke is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese that are touching and changing lives every day. If you have a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.